Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lifeless machines that couldn't hurt a fly. Or so I thought. The first time I felt uneasy was on Friday night, my third shift. Business was slow, and I welcomed the chance to take breaks between waiting tables. I was setting a pizza in front of a family when I heard a creak from the back. I froze, listening. Another creak? What the hell? There wasn't supposed to be anyone back there. Excusing myself from the table, I pushed open the door marked staff only and entered a narrow passageway leading to the storage room. The dim light of a dirty bulb cast eerie shadows over rows of broken animatronics. I stood there, my eyes scanning the rickety figures, watching for movement. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a bear turn its head.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Fear hit me like an avalanche. I quickly backed away, my gaze locked on the Freddy Fazbear animatronic. I had to be imagining it. I was tired. It was hot. My mind was playing tricks on me. I forced a laugh as I backed out of the room, but the customer stared at me as if I lost my mind.
Bunch of druggies, these kids,
an old man muttered to his equally aged companion. The comment annoyed me, but the boss was on leave, so I let it go. That night, I didn't hear any more strange sounds or witness anything unusual, but I couldn't shake the feeling that something sinister was at work. Suddenly, my mom's reservations made sense. By the fourth night, nothing out of the ordinary happened. The place was packed with a never-ending stream of customers, mostly kids playing video games or with the animatronics.
Busy night, huh? I said to Elmo.
The busiest. I can't wait to get home and take a hot shower, he replied. Same here, I muttered, though I could feel the sinister presence growing stronger. It was like a storm was coming, an evil storm that would bring death in its wake. On the fifth night, it was worse. The malevolent energy was palpable, like a current of ill intent coursing through the air. My hands shook as I delivered pizzas, my heart racing with dread. Do you feel that? I asked Elmo.
Yeah, it's very cold today, he said, oblivious.
He couldn't sense it, but I could. Was I losing my mind? Maybe, but deep down, I knew I was right. Something was in the air.
Hey, don't do that,
I said to a kid tugging at the bear animatronics. The child giggled and ran back to their table. When I looked up at the bear, its eyes followed me. The hair on the back of my neck stood on end. I was sure of it. The animatronics' dead eyes were moving. Death, someone whispered over my shoulder. I spun around frantic, but there was no one there. Then came the unmistakable sound of a gunshot, followed by breaking glass. Screams erupted around me. Instinctively, I dove to the ground, covering my head as glass rained down. The shots continued for what felt like an eternity, then suddenly stopped. I cautiously lifted my head to see the aftermath. Kids were crying, parents frantically checking them over. Broken glass littered the floor. But the worst of it all was just outside. An unmoving figure lay in a growing pool of crimson. There was no question. The man was dead.
I stared at the lifeless body in horror, recalling the chilling whisper that had foretold his death. I glanced at the animatronics, but they were lifeless once more. No hint of the sinister movements I'd witnessed earlier. I must have stood there longer than I realized, because the next thing I remember was the first responder shaking me. "Are you okay, kid? Are you hit anywhere?" No, I'm okay," I mumbled. The EMT moved away to help others. It took a while to deal with the aftermath, but I wasn't there for most of it. The moment I was coherent enough, I quit my job. After 5 nights at Freddy's, I knew I was lucky to have made it out alive.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Every place has an ambience. That built-in feeling it gives you every time you're there? I felt it the most at my grandma's house. The warm smell of pancakes always made me feel at home. I felt it strongly again at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, where I worked as a shift manager. But that feeling was the exact opposite. The sticky floors, the smell of old pizza, flickering light bulbs, and the lifeless, unsettling eyes of the animatronics filled me with dread. Sure, Freddy had a dark history, the kind people whisper about, murders, missing kids, but that was over 30 years ago. It was just a regular pizza place now. At least, that's what I kept telling myself. As a shift manager, my job was pretty simple. Make sure everyone was doing their part. Most of the time, I was on the day shift, which I liked because I hated doing graveyard shifts. I spend most of my time just walking around, checking to see if everything was in order. "How are you, boss man?" Eric waved as I passed. I smiled back and waved. Eric was 16, a part-time technician who handled the arcade. The kid was so full of life. It was like he brightened the entire place. Everyone loved him. "Great work on that Street Fighter glitch," I said, giving him a thumbs up. "Aw, thanks, boss man," he beamed. I continued with my rounds. Through the kitchen, the dining area, the restrooms. Last, I went to the section with the animatronics. I don't know why, but they always made me feel uneasy. I inched closer to Bonnie the bunny to inspect one of its eyes when... "Hello?" "Jesus!" I jumped back. It wasn't the animatronic that had spoken. It was Philip, another technician who usually worked with Eric. "Sorry, boss man," he said with a grin. "You almost gave me a heart attack," I muttered, punching him playfully on the shoulder. Philip and Eric were inseparable. Despite the fact that Philip was 5 years older, Eric was loud and energetic, while Philip was quiet and reserved. Somehow, their friendship just worked, and it was a joy to have them around. After my rounds, I went back to my office. Something was on my desk. A folded note? I picked it up, and my head tilted in confusion. Was it some kind of anonymous complaint? I unfolded the note, and my brows furrowed as I read the pristine handwriting. "Mr. Afton's will transcends death." Afton? That name was vaguely familiar. The previous owner of Fazbear Entertainment, Freddy's parent company, there had been controversy around him, involving missing kids and dark rumors. I remembered someone saying he died years ago. I scowled, balling up the note, and I threw it in the trash. If this was someone's idea of a joke, it wasn't funny. I finished the shift, annoyed. If I had known that would be my last day of normalcy, I would have savored it. The next day, things started out normal enough. The restaurant was packed, so workload was heavier than usual. I was running around helping waiters serve when I saw something. Just out of the corner of my eye, a shadow darting past my office entrance. I handed off the tray I was carrying and hurried to investigate. In a few quick strides, I was inside, but no one was there, just another note on my desk, written in the same pristine handwriting. "Mr. Afton will wait no longer." The hair on the back of my neck stood on end. My heart raced. There was only one way in and out of my office. If someone had come in, I would have seen them. Who the hell was writing these notes? Why were they so obsessed with a man who'd been dead for over 30 years? I decided to ask the team if they had any clue. Before I could, Philip and Eric came up to me. "Boss man, can we head out early? I've got a special project, and Philip's driving me," Eric asked. I almost said no, but they'd been working hard lately. They deserved a break. I nodded and gave them the thumbs up. As I watched them leave, the uneasy feeling in my gut intensified. I couldn't explain it, but I felt like something terrible was about to happen. When I saw the police cars later, I knew. I knew before they even told me what had happened. Someone or something had been manipulating things from the shadows to bring out great evil. I had felt it in the notes and in the oppressive air of the restaurant, like a gestating behemoth on its way to give birth to a calamity. Eric was dead. Philip had killed him. I couldn't believe it. My mind went numb as the officer told me how they'd found Eric's tortured body, handcuffed and beaten. Philip, quiet, reserved Philip, had done this? Why? What would have driven him to such madness? We shut down Freddy's for a few days, trying to make sense of it all. I was locking up the office when I saw another note on my desk. "Mr. Afton is still lonely." Suddenly, Freddy's felt like a hell on earth. The emptiness of the place, the cold silence, the looming presence of the animatronics. It was all too much. I left, and I never went back.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Doing grunt work is a pain, but it pays the bills, so I don't have a choice. Most of the gigs I get are unloading gigs, landscaping, and helping out at building sites. The last one is exhausting, but it pays the most, so whatever I get wind of a building site, I always make my way there and offer my services. "It's an easy job, Jackie, and they're paying good money, too," Sonny said over the phone. Sonny is my best friend. We were both in the same business of being jacks of all trades. "Say less, mate. I'll be there in 10. I hung up and started walking to the bus stop. Sonny had come across a construction site just a few miles away from where I stayed, and they were hiring. The opportunity couldn't have come at a better time because I was strapped for cash. True to my word, I got to the site exactly in 10 minutes. There were already lots of people there, grunts like me in coveralls and work suits, corporate types in three-piece suits, and random passerbys that stopped by to look. I understand why. demolition was taking place. The building looked like a random pizzeria, with a blinking sign out front that read Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. An animatronic bear in the top hat was waving. It was a wonder the lights on the sign were still working. The building was old and dilapidated. I wonder how long it had been abandoned. "Clear!" someone shouted. The ground vibrates with the sound of an approaching bulldozer. Instinctively, I took a step back. The bulldozer hit the building from the left, collapsing half of the wall. The brickwork toppled with a thud, revealing a sight that made my breath catch in my throat. Part of the floor had gone with the wall, leaving a gaping hole with rickety stairs descending into the darkness. "What the hell is down there?" a voice asked behind me, before Sonny slapped my shoulder. "Beats me," I muttered. "They should just tear it all down." We stared into the abyss and waited for the bulldozer to roll back, but nothing happened. "Grunts, we're going in," a burly foreman-looking type shouted. "What?" Sonny and I said at the same time. "You want to get paid, right? Get in there, there could be valuables." I was skeptical, but I needed the money. Apparently, so did Sonny, and seven other guys, because we found ourselves trudging down the dilapidated stairs into the cold darkness. The smell of mold hit our nostrils first, sour and thick, making me want to gag. In the dim light of Sonny's flashlight, I could make out a storage room of some kind, like a basement where a pizzeria had dumped everything after they went out of business. Greasy burner stoves stood in one corner. Sections of the wall was blackened with smoke stains. A pile of discarded uniforms lay in a heap, matted mops leaning against the wall. But the creepiest sight of all, a lineup of withered animatronics. Their plastic eyes staring ahead, some with exposed metallic innards. They stood in a twisted mockery of life, their garish, peeling faces frozen in a permanent grin. Sonny's flashlight flickered over them, casting long shadows that seemed to breathe with the stillness of the room. One of the animatronics, a rabbit with half its face missing, looked like it was reaching out towards us, its arms locked in mid-motion. "Hell no!" Sonny whispered. Suddenly a sound, high-pitched like children laughing. It echoed through the basement, bouncing off the walls. I whipped around, searching the darkness. "Did you hear that?" Sonny nodded, his face pale. Then the temperature dropped. A dense fog began to rise from the ground, curling around our feet like tendrils. It swallowed the room, engulfing us, making it impossible to see more than a few feet ahead. "Jackie!" Sonny's voice quivered. "I'm right here, man," I replied, trying to keep my voice steady, but my heart was racing. The fog was unnatural, thick, cold, and suffocating. The others started disappearing into it, one by one. First the guy in front of me, then someone behind me gasped before his voice was swallowed by the fog. "Where are you guys?" I shouted. No answer. Panic set in. I swung around, desperate to find Sonny, but all I saw were fleeting shapes, shadows moving in the mist, and then the animatronics. They were moving, flickering in and out of view, their rusty limbs jerked as they shuffled closer. I saw the bear, its top hat crooked, its hollow eyes gleaming in the fog. I stumbled backward, my heart pounding in my chest, fear clawed at my throat, and then I saw him. A silhouette in the shadows, a man. No, not just a man. A figure, tall and thin, lurking in the darkness with kids gathered around him, their face locked in unnatural, vacant smiles. It was him, Afton. Suddenly I remembered all the disturbing stories I heard about Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria, and the tall, murderous man that was in the center of all those horrors. I could feel his gaze pierce through the fog, chilling me to the bone. "Sonny!" I yelled. My voice cracked as I sprinted towards where I thought the stairs were. The laughter of the children grew louder, the cacophony that rang in my ears. Finally, I found the stairs and bolted up, my feet barely touching the ground. The air hit me as I burst out of the basement. I collapsed on the ground, gasping for breath. The fog was gone. The animatronics, the laughter, everything was gone. Sonny and the others were there too, coughing, disoriented, but alive. We stared at each other, our faces white with shock. The foreman came over. What the hell happened down there?
How to have fun, anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step 4, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We couldn't answer. We just pointed at the stairs. A team went down after us, but when they came back up, they said there was nothing down there. No fog, no moving animatronics, just lifeless junk. But I knew what I saw, and I'd never forget it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.